on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
I swear to whoever that these bells are getting freaking old. In case you didn't know. So Steve is sitting in. This is your first co-host job. I may even say hosting.
Oh, very good. I'm not like a co or a co-co.
Right. I might call you the host. I mean, you can't be worse than that.
I wouldn't think so.
All right, but I don't want to start with the jokes. Let's start with a somber day again. These bells are getting old. News just broke. I originally called him the greatest Harris ever. Franco Harris passed away. Closer to home, closer to the neighborhood that, ironically, you and I both grew up in. We suffered a loss as well in Mike Sassone. Just sad freaking times. You know, and I hate when people say, and it's in the holidays. I don't give a rat's you know what when it is. They're like, well, it's such bad timing. Let's be honest. Death is bad anytime, not just, you know, the week before, the week of, you know, a holiday, a birthday, a wedding, an anniversary, whatever. What I find, I don't want to use the word ironic because I don't want to make light of the passing of anybody. But what took the Pittsburgh Steelers so long to retire as Franco Harris's number? So it was scheduled to be retired this weekend. This play, I think it's the anniversary of the play like 20, 30, 50, 80 years ago. And they're just now retiring Franco Harris's number, the number 32.
Yeah, it's terrible. So I'm 55 years old. Back when I was a kid, I mean, you know, you got certain names. You got certain names in the NFL, and one of them is Franco Harris. So, I mean, I know the name Franco Harris. I mean, it's iconic, right?
I argued with a former co-host this morning. And I said, if you, and to his benefit, you know, the millennials nowadays, like I watch this game show and they don't even know who Frank Sinatra is. Okay, now again, if you're 20, why would you know who Frank Sinatra is? So I'm arguing with Joe that if you go to anybody in this country, and now I'm going to have to preface it by saying, I don't know, 30 and older. The first thing, if you say, what's the first thing that comes to mind when I say Pittsburgh Steelers? It would be that play.
Absolutely.
He's arguing it. Terry Bradshaw, Ben Roethlisberger, mentioning that some people wouldn't even know who Franco Harris is, which A, is shocking. B, it's upsetting. And the Harris name will live on anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Steelers back in the day, like, again, back in the day, when you're a kid, you know, that's some of your best memories. I remember, you know, the Iron Curtain and everything like that, and that's Franco Harris. Didn't they have a movie about him?
I don't watch movies.
No, that might be Blair.
Yeah, it was Rocky Blair.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, the Vietnam vet. But I'm sure Franco was in it somehow. Staying in the NFL realm, I'm sure that you don't know this. Some of the other co-hosts might have. That the Philadelphia Eagles sent, I think it was 32. They had 32 Philadelphia cheesesteaks made and sent to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't know if you saw that. Former head coach of the Eagles, Doug Peterson, who's now the head coach at Jacksonville, blah, 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 was the head coach when they won the Super Bowl because Tom Brady didn't know how to catch a pass. He makes that catch. They win that game as well. Let's look at that real quick. It takes a pass that's caught on a New York Giant helmet. It takes fumble hands. If he makes that catch, I think they win. If they stop the Philadelphia Freedom, whatever it was called. But anyway, so they sent a thank you gift to the Jacksonville Jaguars for Jacksonville beating the Dallas Cowboys. I know you're a Cowboy fan, but locally, you know, we were talking locally with Michael Sassone. Locally, that was huge by the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm sure you don't know this, but Rayshon Jenkins from St. Pete, matter of fact, was the prom something at a local high school. I don't remember if he was the king or the prince or whatever, but in that vehicle was, I don't know what the female equivalent was, but that was my daughter. So my daughter and Rayshon were in the same car, prom day or homecoming, not prom, homecoming. So big ups.
Very nice.
Not too many times you get to say, you know, locally, home this, you know, Maurice Spates, home, you know, when he was successful. So keeping it in the NFL. And I really wanted to talk to Caleb about this. Caleb ran into some issues, so he will not be here today. A big blow up in the Buccaneer locker room after Sunday's game. Have you seen it online?
No, I haven't.
We may even open the phone lines. I'm not sure yet, but we may, just in case if somebody saw it. So there was a botched fake punt from their own, like, 17-yard line. Kind of turned the game. Was, what, 13-0, 17-0, 142-0, whatever it was. A botched punt. So after the game, and can I be honest, that could have been the worst game I've ever seen.
Was that a fake punt?
Allegedly, it wasn't very faked. And from what I understand, the only person who may or may not have known that a fake punt was called was Giovanni Bernard. Because I guess it's leaked out that the Cincinnati Bengals knew it was a fake punt. Because it's the first time Bernard had been in the backfield for a punt. Kind of a big telling sign, or at least that's what I heard,
right.
Read, made up, dreamed, something. So in the locker room after, the local media tried to talk to Giovanni, and he wanted no part of it. And so he made comments like, oh, now you want to talk to me. Now, I haven't been in the locker room all year, okay? So I don't know what's happened in the locker room, but I could vividly hear Greg Allman say, what are you talking about? I talked to you on Tuesday. I understand Bernard not wanting to talk, even though he did finally answer. It was all on him. He took full blame, not like the New York Jet that lost his job when he said it wasn't his fault. But I'm kind of curious, and I really wanted Caleb to answer that. How do you handle that? I mean, other than like he eventually did, if he would have just answered it right away, it was all on me. Not kind of dodge at first, hey, I have family out there, why are you talking to me now? It's obvious why they're talking to him. There was a botched play. Whether it was his fault or not, whether he didn't know and didn't catch it, or he knew and he didn't catch it, all you got to do is say, I screwed up. And then we move on. It's kind of like what happened with the New York Jets quarterback who refused to take the blame. If he just takes the blame, we all move on. He's the starting quarterback.
Okay. So, right. I mean, I seen you put something out there on media, and I missed that one. I did watch most of the game. So,
if you're going to produce this show, you need to watch more sports than me.
Okay, how about...
Which would be one event.
Okay. So, if I'm producing the show, let's go back to Franco Harris.
Okay.
So, Franco Harris, running back, correct?
Correct.
All right. So, did he start... Who was the quarterback when he started? Was it a running game? Because back in the day, there was a running game, and then sort of like passing's more kind of important nowadays.
Yeah, well, it depends on the team. Obviously, if you're... the Miami Dolphins with Larry Zonka and Mercury Morris. If you're the Pittsburgh Steelers with Rocky Blair and Franco Harris. The Buccaneers. I mean, it didn't matter. They didn't need to be a passing game, to be honest, when you had – and I believe it's Mike Allstott's birthday today.
Oh, very good. Happy birthday, Mike Allstott, maybe.
We like to say that's a perfect Jewish birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to get blasted for it, but whatever.
Since
UFC fighter Natan Levy won't come on, you know, as we talked after the fights in Orlando, where I call that, I'm not even going to say we, I call that a great Jewish baby. Do you know why?
No, I don't.
Okay, so today is the, is it the 21st? I think it's the 21st, right?
It's December.
I'll tell you what, the greatest day to have a birthday is the 21st, is the 23rd, is the 28th of December.
Well, is that because like 8 days or 12 days of Christmas?
No, it's not that. You know what the worst day to have a birthday is? January 1st.
And why is that?
Taxes.
Oh, okay. So you can't, you got to claim all the tax. You can't claim the
exactly. Right. Exactly. So if you were born today, you claim the entire year. Because the baby was born in 2022. Mm-hmm. So if you're born January 1st, now that whole year, you're going to spend money. Here, you get a full tax break. Baby's been born 6 days. He's had 4 bottles of milk. So you're definitely going to make money on a baby born this late in the year. Always have a baby late in the year.
Okay, so I have to do
plan.
My math.
Right, you got to do the math. Divide by 2, subtract 9 months, maybe go a couple weeks earlier just to play it safe.
Can't wait to have my first kid.
There you go. Now you have a reason to.
Right. Tax break.
All for taxes. All for tax purposes. Speaking of money, all right, when we come back, I want to talk about something money related and greed. This is all, which I just told you how to save money on taxes. Greed costs this person roughly $1.5 million. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it when we come back. We're coming to you live in studio. I guess they have the cam on. You go to the YouTube channel. You go to the Facebook channel. You send up smoke screens. Whatever you need to do, you can see Steve for the very first time in studio. Hit us up. I'll throw out a phone number. Nobody's going to call, but 441-3000 if you want to talk to Steve. Talk rock. Talk rock and roll with Steve when we return.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Allstott from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
It's ReliaQuest Bowl 2023, and it's going to be big. Watch the Mississippi State Bulldogs passing leader Will Rogers take on the Illinois Fighting Illini's Chase Brown, the nation's second leading rusher. It's SEC versus Big Ten. Be there. The battle kicks off noon Monday, January 2, Raymond James Stadium. Do not miss it. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift? Randy Harris here. And once you check out the vinyl image, your search will be over. This is the gift. Perfect for the man cave, she shed, kids room or garage. Get your favorite band, animal, sport, military, or custom your own record design. I already put my order in, and so should you. Vinyl records are back. Tune in to Knockout Radio for details on how to win a gift certificate to thevinylimage.com.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio. Freeze frame!
Sing the rest of the words to Freeze Frame. Come on, you're a rocker.
Well, it's Freeze Frame, right?
Yeah, but there's more words than Freeze Frame.
It's something, something, something. Freeze frame.
Okay. All right. You got that down. All right. So let's talk a little greed. So a guy buys a ticket to a New York Yankee game. I'm sure hoping, but never really imagining, that he will catch Aaron Judge's home run ball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he was offered $3 million in the outfield. Or there just after. Who knows when he was really offered it, but basically that night. He turned it down because of greed.
Mm.
He thought he'd get more auctioning it off. And it sold for $1.5
million.
Wow. Now, you have to pay, you know, the auction house. Obviously taxes, but you would have paid taxes on $3 million as well. But sometimes, strike when the fire's hot.
Yep.
You sell that thing instantly.
I mean, some people can make a decision right away, and then other people, they want to think about it too much. $3.5 million, you show up to a baseball game, and you, right?
Somebody offers me $3 million for something that just fell in my hands. I think I'm taking it. Now, again, I get what you're saying. You know, you might be thinking, wow, this is worth $5 million. This is worth $8 million. I'm sure you're not thinking, no, it's worth $1.5 million. And then just recently, I think it was today, this morning, Aaron Judge was announced as the new captain of the New York Fighting Yankees. It's a big deal.
Now, they say the best business people can make a decision, like, basically right on the spot. Now, a guy goes to a baseball game and he catches a baseball. You should have took it.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, obviously, the guy, whoever offered it, if it was even at the game,
right,
doesn't have a cashier's check with him for $3 million.
Yeah, right. So then it goes to a longer period of time.
Well, right. You got to go to the bank or whatever. Don't ever take a check for $3 million.
Okay.
The chance of that being good is probably slim.
Right.
I remember vividly Tyrone Booz, who just recently passed away. Tyrone Booz was your WBO cruiserweight champion.
Good friend of yours.
He was a very good friend. Matter of fact, he used to sit right in that chair you were sitting in. I'm pretty sure he sat to my left and Dexter Jackson sat to the right when we did. I wanted to call this the show Two Pros and a Schmo. Luckily, I didn't, because now there is a Schmo, you know, who's doing MMA. But so we fly over there and they hand Tyrone's manager a check. It was just a regular check for X. And they're like, we're not taking this. And they're like, what do you mean you're not taking it? We're not taking a check. We'll take a cashier's check, but we're not taking just a check. Because then once the fight's, it's kind of like doing a, you know, radio show and advertising. You take a check, the show runs, the advertising runs, and then you stop payment on the check bounces, whatever, you're out. So, yeah, never take, especially when you're talking $3 million, I would make sure. This is my advice for the day. Get a cashier's check. Cashier's checks always rule.
I'll keep that in mind next time somebody wants to give me $3 million.
Well, you know, what good is a $3 million check if it doesn't cash?
Yeah, correct.
I'll write you a $3 million check from an account I closed.
Can you do that right now?
I could. Well, not right now, because the closed account checks that I have are certainly not in my my van.
Yeah, but I mean, it would be great. I mean, you know, social media. I got a $3 million check from Randy Harris.
All right, I'll write it for you next show we do. But Aaron Judge is your new captain of the New York Yankees, and well deserved.
Okay, very good. Yankees, you know, one of the top three sports teams on the planet, right?
You think that's all there are, three?
Well, there's Dallas Cowboys, there's New York Yankees, and there's East in England, there's a soccer team worth about.
Manchester United.
There you go.
But I'm going to say that the Dallas Cowboys, I know you're going to cry, the Dallas Cowboys wouldn't be in the top, give me a number, 10? Worldwide. You said on the planet.
Talking about worth of the team.
Well, you said well known.
Okay, well, you know.
Me being specific? Is that bothering you?
Yeah, stop with the specifics of words.
Okay. Well, words are hurtful. You know that. Words have ramifications.
I guess so. I mean, they're piercing. I mean.
And I wanted to discuss this, so you're going to have to either take over Caleb's seat, Joe's seat, because he was arguing with me, or Matt's seat. There was an altercation at the UFC Apex. And the first thing that bothers me on this whole subject, on this whole thing that happened with Mike Jackson and Jake Shields, is it's being reported UFC star Mike Jackson. You, Steve Linnae, are just as much a UFC star as Mike Jackson is.
I love that.
Or he doesn't like it.
Oh.
You know, one or the other. So him being called a star, first of all, bothers me. Second, I'm really torn here. I truly am. And it's kind of like the Jorge Masvidal, Colby Covington altercation that happened down in Miami. So Mike Jackson has been saying things, calling Jake Shields a Nazi, calling him names. I stick with sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I don't care. I barely care about people. Why would I care what they say to me? My favorite shirt, people, I'm not a big fan. I should have worn that today. So all these things were said. Allegedly, I haven't seen the man without a shirt on, you know, has a Black Power shirt, but he's calling Jake Shields a Nazi. So Jake Shields and Mike Jackson, I guess, were at the Apex, and a scuffle broke out. And according to what I've heard, Mike Jackson kept calling out for help as Jake Shields was roughing him up. Is that a nice way of putting it? Roughing him up.
Okay, I'll take that.
Now Mike Jackson is suing. In the sue happy world that we're in. But I'm torn. You know, words have consequences, but so does putting your hands on somebody.
Yeah, correct. I mean,
I'm arguing with myself. You're not even arguing with me. I'm arguing with myself.
Do I have to argue with you?
Well, yeah. I'm curious what your opinion is.
I mean, and words, right? So some people get words wrong. They don't even mean it one way, and then they get in trouble for whatever the words are. But the words, come on, you know. When you harm somebody, that's like physical or, I don't know, financially and everything like that. Words, what are words? I mean, you know, some people say that words are bad and they can't be on the radio. But
well, yeah, there are nine words. Well, and we know our good friend that Ronnie, who did the one-man show, I Am Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce.
Not right.
Lenny Bruce was arrested and was scheduled to do jail time for using a word that would get me thrown off if I said it on the air, but I could say it in the parking lot.
Right.
But he couldn't say it on stage.
Right.
But I'm arguing with myself because big ups to Jake Shields and anybody, you know, Jake Shields and the Diaz brothers, you know, would you cross them at any time? No. because you know they're going to react and respond. But on the same line, you just can't walk up to somebody and attack them, especially over words.
Yeah, correct. I mean, I don't know. Everybody has their opinion, right? That's just like an opinion or something like that. But
I certainly wish that Cain Velasquez would have put hands on the guy instead of using a firearm.
Yeah, correct. I mean, wow.
You know, not to switch sides real quick, but I've said that all along. That's where you just go beat the dude up.
Yeah.
You do a little bit of time, blah, 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 instead of what he's about to do. But like I said, I'm really struggling because you can't just walk up to somebody because they've called you a Nazi. Because they've called you an anti-Semite. Because they called you whatever. In the words of Matt McClellan, the N-word, Nigerian.
Right. And then, you know, to take it down lower, I had about four or five people make fun of me of being a Dallas Cowboy fan today. So just to take it down a little bit, you know, what do? I go over to their house and knock on their door.
Have you ever done that?
No.
You've never knocked on somebody's door and beat them up?
No. I mean, take a look at me.
Well, take a look at me. I've done it. I did it once.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Randy. So, anyways, well, can we have all the details?
I think the statute of limitations is over.
Yeah, okay.
Ironically, so did my older brother.
Yeah.
You know, so the same thing. Pulled somebody out of the house.
Murder's never over. Some of it's like 20 years.
Fist fight. It was well-deserved.
Yeah, piece of cake.
But again, that's... I've always told everybody that's involved with this program that if you're going to do something that gets you in trouble, make sure it's worth it.
Yeah, correct.
You know, whatever that may be, you know, make sure it's worth it. Now, Cain Velasquez obviously felt that situation was worth it. I wished he would have thought it out. These were when I did it, it was over words that were said to and about my sister. And so I handled it the only way. I not even the only way I knew how, the only way I wanted to.
You're right. So words
of have course, consequences.
Yeah, they do. And especially if somebody's going to say words about your sister, you know, or, you know, say my sister. Yeah, it's over with, I guess. You know, I might be knocking on somebody's door.
So you still might have...
Just like I knocked on the radio station's door today and I couldn't get in.
Well, that's because we try to keep riffraff out.
I know it exactly. I don't even know why I'm in here right now, but I knocked on the door enough.
Well, I shouldn't say this publicly, but you were the sixth option.
I'm surprised I'm up at six.
All right, let's go hit a break. One quarter down, I think. We may get out of here alive. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sub.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is your Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports. Randy
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You don't need to be in the military to take advantage of Military Case Surplus, where you can buy pre-owned storage cases up to 80% off. Most cases are waterproof, airtight, and in excellent used condition at unbeatable prices. Military Case Surplus is located at 8989 Elmerton Road, Suite B, in Largo. If you need it, they should have it. Call 727-276-8716 or come see them. We all need storage, and Military Case Surplus can save you a lot of money. And they're cool as well. Check them out on Facebook at Military Case Surplus.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. And they have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at CountryDepotStore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the studio. I'm going to say it's been a long, long time since I've been here. I can't remember the last time I was here. I think Matt and I did a show here.
I think some of the other guys came here a couple times, but I haven't seen you here in like 3 years.
Yeah, they would have come here when I was out on the road or at a UFC or whatever. Breaking news this morning, at least I think it was this morning. You know, I don't stay up on news. It's just when it falls into my lap, I talk about it. The long-awaited, and by the way, David Feldman will be on in the second hour to talk about this. The long-awaited, much-discussed, I think the biggest fight in the history of bare knuckle fighting championship was announced this morning.
And what was it? I didn't see it.
Well, you're a bare knuckle BKFC fan.
It's basically my favorite sport after NFL.
It's really not. It's your favorite. I know it is. It's okay. You can say it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you think would be the biggest BKFC fight of all time? I'm going to build this fight up so big that they can't live up to it.
I mean, it's unfair. I got to bring somebody up. The biggest BKF, it's going to be Mike Perry.
No. But Mike is his first name.
Okay.
In my opinion,
Mike Tyson.
That would be bigger. All right. You're right. You're right. The fight I'm about to announce would not be as big as if Mike Tyson fought bare knuckle. But in my opinion, the biggest fight in BKFC history is going to go down, I believe it's February 17th, in New Mexico. That'll be champion versus interim champion. And typically I use a different word, but because I like Mike Richmond, it's not his fault that he is the interim champion.
Oh, and then is there going to be Lorenzo in that?
And Lorenzo Hunt.
All right.
Lorenzo Hunt is on a tear. Lorenzo Hunt is a bad, bad man. I believe Mike Richmond is, if not the best, one of the best bare-knuckle boxers I've seen. Everybody else comes in and roughs up, and, you know, it's not quite boxing-ish. I think Mike Richmond is a boxer. Lorenzo comes in and just overwhelms you. This is the fight. This is the fight that I've been screaming for. This is the fight that Mike Richmond has been screaming for. Right. I think Lorenzo's even been, you know, hamming it up a little bit.
Okay, I mean, I'm all for this one. That sounds great.
It's going to be tremendous.
And you never know what you get from Lorenzo. Lorenzo will do one thing and another thing and everything. I don't know, Mike Richmond, right?
Marine.
Right. He just comes in and...
And boxes.
That's right.
Comes forward. You know, he throws these devastating body blows, kind of like the old Mike Tyson punch out. And I'm looking forward to it. So I'm glad that it was finally announced. That is a Christmas present from Dave Feldman to all of the BKFC fans. And it's good stuff. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm going to say thank you, Mr. Feldman, for that one, because that's going to be a great one.
I may reach out to Mike Richmond. I texted him this morning, you know, when the news broke. And then I reached out to David Feldman to try to get him on the second hour. He will be on. Maybe I'll try to get a hold of Mike and Lorenzo. You know what? You know, I don't like doing it, but what might be fun is getting Mike and Lorenzo on at the same time.
That sounds great. I think we could swing that one.
Get Mike and Lorenzo on at the same time in the studio.
Okay, let's do that.
I think we would either need security or the owner's dogs.
No kidding.
Because something there, you know, would definitely be needed. All right. Something else I wanted to bring up with Caleb, who something came up and he was not able to attend. Bryce Mitchell. Who we saw Bryce Mitchell fight in Vegas a couple weeks ago. After the fight, after he got beat by Tapoya, said that he had the flu.
Afterwards.
My thing is, why bring it up? It sounds like an excuse. It sounds like you're making an excuse. If you fought with whatever, then just be quiet about it. Bryce Mitchell has been very outspoken. I guess he believes the earth is flat. I guess he believes
a lot.
Yeah, he believes a lot of those things. So he's been very, what word do I want to use? Confident? I don't necessarily think arrogant. Confident. He's been very confident in his skills. Has not handled this loss very well. And is now claiming that he's going to retire.
Okay.
Because he can't handle the loss. Mm-hmm. And that it's not worth it. And I've always said, and you know, fighters have said, and you know, ball players have said, the high of the high is not worth the low of the low. And I get that. The excitement, the you know, that locker room, that whatever after a win, Argentina, which we still have not talked about yet, and we'll do that in a second. You know, the high of Argentina over Germany missing out on the knockout stage, or Spain losing early where, you know, they were projected to go far. So the high of the high does not outweigh the low of the low. And if Bryce Mitchell can't handle the loss, then good for you. You know, retire, go into something else. They have Walmarts in Arkansas. You know, there's plenty of places to get a regular day job, which is what all these athletes always said that they don't like, their day jobs. Their job is training and eating healthy. That's why I decided to quit being an athlete.
All right.
Because I don't want to watch what I eat.
Yeah.
So Bryce Mitchell claiming he's going to retire, and, you know, it is what it is.
So you, at the apex, right, you had his opponent.
Correct.
And you interviewed his opponent, and we talked about, or he talked about, you know, about the earth being flat or something.
Well, I don't know if he talked about it. He might have said that Bryce has talked about the earth being flat.
Yeah, that's correct. Well, that's what I meant. Okay. I can't get the words out.
No, right. I didn't want you to think that Tapoya said
the earth is flat. Yeah, correct.
You know. That's the fight, by the way, I want to see made in the UFC. I want to see him fight Patty next.
Yeah.
Because if you remember that press conference, it was pretty entertaining.
Oh, I do. And actually, I'd like to see Patty fight every week. I mean, that guy's entertaining.
But is Patty's fighting style entertaining?
No.
Or is his press conferences and his demeanor and his mouth and all that stuff?
No, it's just the whole thing altogether. I don't know.
I would rather have somebody that I could understand a little better.
Okay.
You know, if I want to get in and enjoy it, you know, his accent, and sometimes I don't even get what he's saying, but I know it's supposed to be funny.
Yeah, exactly. He says something and he laughs, and I mean, I don't need to know what he's saying either. I mean, basically, he's just entertaining.
All right, before we hit this break, and well, you know what? We'll hit this break, and then when I come back, as a Dallas Cowboy fan, I want you to A, step away from being a Cowboy fan,
okay,
and answer the question I'm about to ask you after the break, and then I want you to then become a Dallas Cowboy fan and answer it, and I want to see if you can be honest and give me the same answer, not a Cowboy fan and a Cowboy fan. We'll do that when we return. Coming to you live from inside the Tantalk Radio Network. We're here first and possibly, well, it's definitely the last time this year. I can say that for sure.
Pretty sure.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Frank Gore, San Francisco 49er running back. I'm talking to sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
It's ReliaQuest Bowl 2023, and it's going to be big. Watch the Mississippi State Bulldogs passing leader Will Rogers take on the Illinois Fighting Illini's Chase Brown, the nation's second leading rusher. It's SEC versus Big Ten. Be there. The battle kicks off noon Monday, January 2, Raymond James Stadium. Do not miss it. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from inside the Tan Talk Radio Network. First time I've been here in a little while. I can't tell you exactly. Definitely the last time for this year, seeing that I think we only have one more show. All right, so technically you're not going to be able to step back and answer this as a non-Dallas Cowboy fan.
All right.
Jalen Hurts is hurt. Okay? Something shoulder. There's a lot of talk he will play. There's a lot of talk he won't play. I believe, and this would be important to know, but I believe they need one more win in the next 3 weeks, or I guess Dallas and everybody else in the East to lose one more game, to have home field advantage to be the number one seed. Would you play Jalen Hurts this weekend?
No.
Now, you're answering that as a Dallas Cowboy fan because you want the Cowboys to win. I understand that. That's why I wanted to see if you could step away. I'm still going to say no. This game means nothing. Next week means nothing. You need to win one game.
Out of three?
Out of three. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not worth it, and I don't even think they would do this, but if they were to win this game on Sunday, do you rest Jalen Hurts in the next 2 weeks? My answer would be yes. But I do not, under any circumstances. I play Fu Manchu, and if you know what I'm talking about, the backup quarterback that always has the great Fu Man. I play him. I don't know who the Eagles play the next 2 weeks. But the chance of them not winning one of those next two games, I would say, is slim.
I looked it up, and the Eagles are going to keep winning. Cowboys have a tough one this week, which is the Eagles, right?
It is. That's what I'm saying. It's the Eagles.
Yeah, so.
I don't play them. You know, and I know that a lot of times there's talk, well, it's the long layover hurt me. Mm. I would rather have a healthier. Because I don't know if anybody at this level, this far into the season, is going to be healthy. So I would much rather a healthier Hurts than somebody that's going to get banged up on Sunday or Saturday. It may be a Saturday game. Because, you know, NFL's on Saturday now.
Yeah, yeah.
Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, correct.
Let's add the Tuesday and Wednesday
late
games.
In the season, sort of college goes away and they start having Saturdays. But so, I see what you're saying. So, you rest people because basically they're not going to beat the Eagles, most likely, right? I mean, the Cowboys are not going to beat the Eagles. So.
Well, I think the Cowboys they definitely will have a better chance of winning if Hurts doesn't play. Now, there's been talk. I don't necessarily. That's why I figured you would say no matter what, don't play him. You know, there's talk that this could hurt Hertz's MVP, that some voters may say, well, he didn't finish. First of all, you don't think of that. Players are not supposed to think about that. They're supposed to be thinking about getting to the dance, winning the conference, getting to Arizona, winning the Super Bowl. I seriously doubt he's thinking, if I don't play, I'm not going to be MVP.
Okay, so talking about that, like stats and, you know, who's the best of all and everything like that. So I think I asked you this question before because you're my man to go to with sports. Now, a head coach, doesn't he
have... Your expectations are not very high. I appreciate it.
Well, okay, but hey, you know...
I appreciate it.
All right, so a head coach, doesn't he have a hard time putting people on the bench, like, because they have, these players have agents and everything like that, or the head coach has the whole decision?
Yeah, he's got the whole decision, and it's not so much the agent, it's as much as the incentives. And that's why Brady said to Gronk, I'm going to get it for you. You know, when he had an incentive, he needed two more catches or six more yards or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So a head coach is not supposed to take that into consideration,
right?
Even though they do.
It's all about winning the game, really, right?
It's supposed to be. Now, there's been times where, mysteriously, a player needs two rushing yards and they take him out of the game. That's... Ownership's worried about dollars, not coaches. But a player has been taken out, or a player's been put back in, or, you know, it's great if you're able to do it with not affecting the game when the game is important to win. If the game's not important to win, like I said, Philly needs one of the next three. This game's not important.
All right.
Next game's not important. The problem with that philosophy is now that final game is everything.
Did he just say Philly?
I heard that.
I'm talking about Philly.
Yeah.
Hey, don't come in on my radio show.
Oh.
Okay, so you're talking about Philly. I thought we were talking about Dallas needing one.
No, Dallas needs as many as they can get.
Yeah, okay.
It's Philly needs one. Thanks for tuning in. You're telling
I just
Bobby
showed
not to,
up.
You're telling
Randy, I know it all.
Giving him a hard time. You're not paying. You're Matt. I'm going to start calling you Matt. Philly needs one win in the next 3 weeks.
All straighten up.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm talking to this empty chair now. So, chair, tell me, what are you thinking? So, yes, in my opinion, in no circumstances do I play Jalen this weekend. None.
Yeah.
Zero. And I don't even know or care. They could be playing, you know, the Indianapolis Colts with the biggest letdown last week. That game was over until it wasn't. And then out of nowhere, the Vikings come back.
Yeah, I've seen it, but I don't remember it.
Chris Creighton got a French fry bath. How about that? From the bowl game. Look at it. They didn't use the Gatorade. They didn't waste the Gatorade. They wasted all those French fries. They're starving people, yet they're wasting all those French fries. That ain't right. That is not right. So something else that you won't know much about. The Masters
Correct.
Will allow the LIV players... You know, LIV is the new tour over in Europe, where the PGA is not allowing any of them in their events, even though they should. Can't we all just get along?
Right. I mean, golf's golf, right?
Since we have 6 minutes, I've neglected almost 1 hour into the show to not bring up, to not talk about, to not congratulate the Gramatica family. I witnessed... This is almost going to hurt me. I mean, severely hurt me to say that World Cup final that I watched on Sunday, really, Sunday was the highest of the highs and the lowest of the lows. I saw the greatest sporting event I've ever seen in my life, and then I saw the Bucks play.
Right. Everybody's saying, you know, it was great and everything. I missed the end. Did it come out to like a shootout?
It was the penalty kicks. Unbelievable. Argentina's up 2-0. I sent an APB out to make sure that Martin was okay. There's only one team in World Cup history that blew a lead at halftime. Do you know what country that was?
No, I don't.
Take a guess.
Well, we just talked about Gramatica, or you did, and then Argentina. I'm going to say Argentina.
Argentina is the only team to ever go into the half up and lose. So it's 2-0 Argentina. And then within the span of a minute and a half, it's 2-2. You know my feelings on fans. Fans are fanatics. They don't have a whole lot of common sense when it comes to being neutral. Okay? Let me just say this. So people were upset on the penalty kick to tie the game at 2-2. Well, you're nitpicking. It's a handball. It doesn't matter. It's a handball. It hit the elbow. Handball. Mm. Tied it up. Mbappe scored them both. 2-2. Then with... Martin said it was like 30 seconds. I thought it was a little bit more, maybe a minute and a half, but Martin knows better. Then France has basically an open shot. Goalie in front, whole net. France is going to win with 30 seconds left in the game. And a kick save. Then it goes to the overtime. Then it goes to the shootout. And Argentina wins. They're still celebrating.
Sweet. So when you checked in on, like, to Mr. Martin Gramatica, when you checked in on him, was he okay?
He was okay. He was a little, I think the adrenaline was gone, but he put videos up. There was videos of him and his children, and, you know, again, let's Martin, Bill, and Santiago were soccer players.
Correct.
You know, kind of like Caleb, who got in the NFL thinking he was signing up for soccer, which is still one of the greatest stories.
I know.
These guys are soccer players. Martin, by the way, I believe their home opener is January 29th.
I just checked in on that, like, say, yesterday, and I couldn't find anything. So it's, what was the date again?
I believe January 29th. It's too early to sell tickets, probably.
All right.
So they're going to wait until later. Out at USF, indoor soccer, male, female. As we all know, Martin Gramatica, the head coach of both. And, yeah, he was okay. I saw Santiago before. He was okay. Very happy, as well they should be. And big ups. Big ups.
Very good. And so the word fans, I guess I didn't understand what it was until, you know, I started hanging around you. Fanatics, fans. Yeah. I didn't. Fans. It just seems like a word that you just know. You know, it's like somebody that likes something. And then when you put in the word, I mean, if fanatics, that's kind of scary.
It's also the place where you can buy a lot of memorabilia. Fanatics, a lot of clothing, a lot of Cardinal jerseys, which I'm still looking for, by the way.
I love buying stuff.
Okay. Well, you know, we'll give you a wish list. Make a wish list back there. What do you want Steve to buy for you? And we'll take care of that. Second hour, we'll talk to Dave Feldman. We'll look at this weekend's NFL schedule. Buccaneers on Christmas Day they're heading out on Christmas Eve. But Christmas Day, they play the Arizona Cardinals, the home of this year's next year's Super Bowl. Isn't that confusing? This year's, next year's. It's this year's season, but it's played next year.
Yeah, the 22 seasons actually, you know, the Super Bowl's in 2023, right? So who won the Super Bowl this year? Do you remember who won it last year?
The Rams.
Which would be this year.
Which would be this year.
But the different season, yeah.
Now, I'll be honest with you, no idea who won it the year before.
Yeah, me neither. And
or who they played. I have no idea. Bobby, do you know?
We were there. We were alive.
Well, that would have been here. Was that here?
Yeah, was that Tampa or Miami?
Well, no,
it was
Miami.
Tampa.
It was. So the year before was the Bucks?
Oh, yeah.
Was that 20, 21? Yeah.
Losing the years. Okay. Yes.
All right. And honestly, zero idea who the Bucks. Who did the Bucks beat?
Let me look it up.
I have no idea.
All right, so this is radio. We're going to look something up.
Dr. Google knows everything. let me try to remember. Kansas City.
Well,
it was Kansas City.
You would think it would be.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah, because they've been in there the last couple of years, right?
Yeah, Kansas City. You know, and that's the normal. You can remember who won, but you don't remember who lost.
Yeah, that's correct.
So...
And what happened to the Rams? The Rams were in there for a little bit.
Well, the Rams were in it last year. Stafford, you know, got hurt. All of a sudden, he pops up. He's in all these commercials now. He's in the wireless commercial. He's in this. That's what winning does, and that's what winning the Super Bowl does.
How does a team go to the Super Bowl and then they're doing that? You know, their record this year.
Look at the Bucks. Bucks were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Bucks are in first place. They're like 6-8.
Yeah, well, they're going to be 6-12 and still get out. So, all right, 1 hour down, more shenanigans, more boredom, more whatever in hour number two. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.